It is our recommendation to the London leadership team that all five brothers proposed serve as elders for the London Church. We commend Andrew Agerback, Mike Farrell, Mohan Nanjandan, Paul Rowden, and Tok Shivulu for this role. The overwhelming collective testimony of the feedback from the congregation was a desire for these brothers to serve as elders. Amen. So, speaking on behalf of the three of us, we commend these brothers, and we are happy to serve with them and under them as our elders for this church. I'd like to ask Mike Fontenot to come up and take proceedings on from here. Mike and Terry, of course, have been tremendous friends to the London Church for a good while now. And Mike and Terry have been involved in training these men and helping with their wives through this whole process. We're very, very grateful for that. And let me hand over to Mike.
Come on. Good job. Thank you.
It is great to be here for this historic moment. In Titus chapter 1, verse 5 through 9, Paul writes to Titus and he says, "The reason I left you in Crete was that you might put in order what I left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. An elder must be blameless, faithful to his wife, a man whose children believe are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient. Since an overseer manages God's household, he must be blameless, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it." Now, I had the privilege to meet with these five commended brothers and their wives to study and discuss with them the role of an elder, their role as they worked with the evangelists and as they shepherded the flock, their character qualities that are talked about in this passage, their families, which is their hallmark, and they're showing their ability. If they can care for their families, they can care for God's flock as well. Andrew and his wife Rhoda, Michael and Joanne Farrell, Mohan and Helen Nanjandan, Paul and Jemima Rowden, Tokes and Bola Sawulu, Andrew and Rhoda Agerback. First, both Peter and Paul both give a charge to elders. Peter, as a fellow elder in chapter 5. And before I give this charge, I'd like for these commended brothers to come forward with their wives. I also ask the evangelists of the church to come forward as well. And the evangelists will gather behind them and be putting their hands on them as Paul told Titus to do that. And this is a very important moment. But here's the charge that both Peter and Paul give to the elders. In 1 Peter 5, verse 2 and 3. "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock." And again, in Acts chapter 20, when Paul gathers the Ephesian elders there in verse 28, he gives them this charge, which we give to you as a fellow elder soon. "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of God's flock." Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. The Holy Spirit will be making an appointment today. So at this time, we want to have a prayer that these brothers lay hands on these brothers. We're going to pray, as often is said, we're going to close our eyes and we're going to open them. We're going to have elders in the London church. But let's pray together with all of our hearts. Father, we thank you so much for Mohan and Helen, for Andrew and Rhoda, for Paul and Jemima, for Tokes and Bowler, for Michael and Joanne. Father, we pray that you strengthen them and protect them and equip these men and their wives and their children to fulfill the role your Holy Spirit has appointed them to watch over and to shepherd, Father, your flock. Father, this is a daunting responsibility. But we know, Father, you never ask us to do a task that you don't give us the power and strength to do. And so we thank you again. Lord, we pray that these men will always, always, Father, serve diligently to present your bride spotless and without blemish and washing your church with your word. It's in your Son's name we now pray. Amen. I'd like to present to you the elders of the London Church. Amen.